Chapter 4. Kamsa sends Akrura to Vrindavan. King Kamsa called his friend Akrura to his palace in Mathura. The demoniac king said, "My dear friend Akrura, I want you to go to Vrindavan. Find the two boys named Krishna and Balaram there at Nanda Maharaj's house. Bring them here right now. You may go in this special chariot. Invite the boys to come here to see beautiful Mathura. Let them have fun wrestling in Mathura. As soon as they come in the gate, a giant elephant named Kulvalyapita will be waiting to kill them. If somehow or another they do not die, the boys will have to meet many big strong wrestlers who are also waiting to kill them. Now go to Vrindavan." After hearing Kamsa's plan, Akrura answered, "As a friend, I must bring Krishna and Balaram here as you like." King Kamsa was a demon and didn't like Krishna at all. Akrura thought, "This demon Kamsa has a terrible plan, but Krishna is in everyone's heart as the super soul, so he must know that I am his pure devotee and my heart is only full of love for him. When he sees me, he will put his arms around me and I will stand up with folded hands. Certainly Krishna and Balaram will call out to me, 'Akrura, uncle, Akrura.' That will be the most wonderful moment of my life." Akrura was so excited. He was going to see Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. "Oh, I am so happy," he said. "Today I am going to see my most beloved Lord Krishna. I will see his beautiful face, which is marked on the forehead and the nose with tilak. And I shall also see his sweet smile and his lovely curling black hair. Today my eyes will be filled with the beauty of the kingdom of God." Akrura thought about his wonderful Lord Sri Krishna the whole time he was riding to Vrindavan. He got to Vrindavan at the end of the day when the sun was just going down. On the ground, he saw the footprints of the cows. He also saw Lord Krishna's footprints with the flag, trident, thunderbolt, and lotus flower. As soon as Akrura saw Krishna's footprints, he jumped down from the chariot to look at them more closely. He was so very happy that he cried and fell flat on his face and rolled on the ground. Then Akrura got up on his chariot and drove further into Vrindavan. At last he saw Krishna and Balaram milking the cows. They were the most beautiful young boys. Krishna's eyes were as beautiful as lotus flowers. He wore yellow clothes and Balaram wore blue clothes. Krishna was black and Balaram white, and their bodies were smeared with lovely smelling sandalwood paste. They were as strong as elephants, with beautiful hands and very sweet faces. They wore flower garlands and necklaces made of valuable jewels. Seeing Akrura, the two boys welcomed him with two sunny smiles. Akrura jumped down from his chariot and touched Krishna and Balaram's lotus feet out of respect. He was so happy that he could not even speak. Rivers of tears fell from his eyes. Lord Krishna said, "Oh, Akrura, uncle, we are so very glad you have come to see us here in Vrindavan." He pulled Akrura up by his hands and hugged him. Balaram also gave his uncle Akrura a big hug. They each took one hand and brought their uncle into their house to sit down. They washed his feet and welcomed him nicely by giving him a cow in charity and nice things to eat. When Akrur finished eating, Balaram gave him nice-smelling sandalwood paste to cool his tired body. Then Nanda Maharaj came in and spoke sweetly to Akrur. After supper, Krishna and Balaram came to say goodnight to their uncle. Krishna asked, "How are my friends in Mathura? What is King Kamsa doing now?" Akrura said, "Narada Muni told Kamsa the story of how you, Sri Krishna, were born to Devaki and Vasudev. Narada explained how Vasudev took you to Vrindavan just after you were born. Then he told Kamsa that the demons he sent to Vrindavan were all killed by you. Now Kamsa has sent me here to take you back to the festival in Mathura, so you can fight with big demons and wrestlers there." Krishna and Balaram just laughed. Krishna asked Nanda Maharaj, "My dear father, please invite everyone in Vrindavan to go to Mathura with us for the festival. Ask the cowherd boys to bring all kinds of nice things made from milk." The next morning, they got all the cows and bulls ready for the ride to the festival in Mathura.